live from the Third Coast. It is our time to focus on where genealogy and spirit connect, a time to focus on our connection with ourselves and our past. Here's your host, Susan E. King.
Hello, everybody. It's another happy Tuesday, at least down here on the Third Coast. That's where we are. I don't know if anybody knows, but the Third Coast is the Third Coast. It's actually the Gulf Coast. It's where all that things have been happening, I guess, over the last few months. In any event, it's a beautiful day. It may not be a beautiful day by the end of the day, but it's a beautiful day as we sit here today. 2 weeks ago, I had an astrology reading by my guest today, Deborah Silverman, and I have to admit that I have been kicking up my heels, and I have been singing Happy Days Are Here Again for weeks. And, you know, it's wonderful to really have an opportunity to get an insight into your own life, and especially when you're breaking one of these big cycles, huh, Deborah? I seem to have had Saturn over my sign here for about 7 years, and it has not been pretty, and it's not been, I guess, the fairy tale. But, you know, we all have an opportunity to break cycles, and we all have an opportunity to bring our lives to fairy tale ending, so to speak. And a lot of it comes with bringing joy and happiness to ourselves, our loved ones, and our family. You know, Deborah and I share a few things in common. We're two Jewish girls, I guess, that have very interesting ancestral backgrounds. But we also share another thing in common, and that is we have both taken our, I guess, what do you call it, standard occupations and kind of have diverted them a little bit. Deborah is a clinical psychologist and psychotherapist, and has been doing quite a bit of astrology of late. And for those of you who know me and been with us for this year and a half, I guess, is how long we've been doing the show. I'm a genealogist that has a real strong interest in the whole spirituality of connecting with our ancestors and connecting with our past. So here we go. It's going to be a fun show. Deborah's going to do readings. I'm going to give out a number. She will need your birth date, birthplace, and do you need the birth time, Deborah?
I do need their birth time.
There you go. The number to call in if you want a reading is 1-888-815-9758. So, Deborah, when we did my reading, which I've been, like I said, been dancing around like a little fairy. you know, we got into a discussion, I think, about our past and how astrology and the work that you do can help bridge some of the sadness and hardships that both we and our ancestors really brought forth during their lifetimes. You want to share some of that with us?
Sure. One of my fascinations this life, whenever I work with clients, I always ask where their heritage is, because I'm always interested to know what's the lineage that they're carrying in. Our bloodline is real. And then we have the freedom to actually change that story by becoming conscious enough and rewriting what was once set in stone in our ancestors' lives. They didn't have as much choice as we did. So we have this wonderful era, this incredible time in history, where we actually have something that looks like free will. It's not totally 100% free will, but we do have these options of being able to break the patterns of our childhood. And I think you and I talked about that. I have this crazy joke that I'm the president of the Jews for Joy Club, because my whole family was so sad. I can't get any members. I'm having a hard time finding members. But my family lineage, I came through such a heavy storyline of what happened to them coming across the waters and landing at Ellis. And there's been so much trauma and sadness. And my promise this life is to help people lift up those stories and actually rewrite the script for the children behind us so we don't repeat the sins of our parents by their own unconsciousness. We have really the most exciting time in history. We get to be awake and not repeat the same stories.
You know, it's so interesting because, you know, in my practice, I work on cases that are, you know, the unbelievable part of it is, you know, some of these stories, the murder mysteries, the awful things and that people endured and that they lived through, and then, you know, to break that cycle and to really break through schisms that existed in families over many generations because of an act of one person, perhaps, is just really enlightening from my point of view.
It is, and there are so many people that I see now in my practice who really don't want to hand that story back to their children, but it takes a muscle to be happy. Like, I loved hearing about you dancing with the fairies, because it's now you've passed through an era and you really get to be happy, but it's not natural for most people from our childhoods, and certainly from our parents' childhoods. They were programmed to be miserable. I know it doesn't sound very nice, but it's true.
It is, and we have a choice in this lifetime, whether we want to continue in the misery. And, you know, indwelling on that, or whether we want to change the cycle and whether we want to be happy and we want to be joyous and we want to have a fun life and we want to pass that on to the next generations. And I think that that's the beauty of some of the things that both of us do in a really very unique and distinct way. If you think about it, I mean, both your field and of astrology and my field of genealogy really go back to very ancient times.
Totally. They say that astrology is the oldest science on earth.
It is. And I think, you know, genealogy came with the Bible, so to speak, when everybody begat everybody else. So, so in any event, we have two ancient sciences. And you know, one of the things that we discussed, and we've got, you know, a caller that we're going to take here in a minute, but, you know, one of the things you and I discussed, and I'm real curious about this, and I hope you've had a chance to think about it, is if you can do a reading for me and, you know, be able to give me some insight into my life, can you apply that same concept to my mother, my grandmother?
I definitely think that's true. One of the gifts that I've done, and always when I do the work I do, sometimes people come and spend 3 days with me, and I call it an intensive. And the first entire day is me really hearing the lineage of the story of what went on for that person in their lifetime, including their parents and their grandparents, and I collect those birthdays. And what I discover is that in families we have patterns, and they repeat themselves. So you'll see often in a family dynamic, a mom and a dad and three kids, for example, they'll all have a similar placement for their Mars or for their life lesson. And so my job is to say, look, this is what your family, your mother, like for example, your mother may have suffered from a real sense of, you know, lack of power. Maybe she was someone that had to use her anger to express her power. And then you find out that her grandmother also was someone that used anger instead of using a powerful, a creative way of using. And then here comes the present time, and I get to look at someone and say, look, here's what your mom and your grandma did. It's in your chart. The compulsion is there for you to do the same now. The true inspiration of that behavior isn't to be angry, it's to be truthful. And what would it be like if you could update a fresh way of being what your parents had no idea there was any options?
Yeah, so it's interesting. Excuse me. You know, it's interesting you bring up the truth because, you know, when we do genealogy and we do research for people, you know, one of the things I have to tell them is don't believe everything your mother told you, because 90% of the time when we go in and we dig up the facts, what you've been told and what is real are two different things.
He who tells a story tells it best. So as an astrologer, it becomes very easy for me to understand looking at your chart and being able to see your mother's chart, what were some of the similarities? What were some of the allergic, you know how parents can make us completely react? A kid that's very quiet gets a mother who's very talkative, or a kid that's very talkative gets a mom that's very quiet, and then there's this clashing and sensation. And my job is to look at the lineage, look at what you came through, and give you permission slips. I often feel like I'm a permission slip person helping other people not get stuck in negativity.
Well, Deborah, you want to go ahead and let's take our first call? We have
sure.
Denise.
She was born. Do you want to say the phone number once more so when we finish this, there'll be some more callers?
I will do that. It's Denise. Well, you can see it. Denise was one.
I was thinking of the phone number for the people listening because I personally never write that stuff down. So I was thinking if you announced it now, then when we finish Denise, we'll have another caller.
Sure. I will do that. The number for to call in is 1-888-815-9756. And let's go ahead and take Denise.
Okay. So here we have Denise. Are you on the phone, Denise?
Yes.
Well, thank you for calling today.
Sure.
So did you have a specific question or do you want me to jump right into your chart?
Actually, I do have a specific question.
Okay.
I had heard on another program a few days back the words ancestral rage, and it really resonated with me, and I wondered if that is something that is passed down from generation to generation and how that's broken.
Very good question, especially in light of your chart. So, first of all, you are a Virgo with four planets in Virgo. I don't know if you knew that. Do you know your chart at all?
A little bit.
So you are an analyzer. You're someone who has the gift this life of being able to step back and observe and notice and watch. And that's really a comfortable position for you in life, to be able to step outside and analyze and make assessments and be able to criticize or give feedback. But in your unconscious mind, which is what the family heritage hands us, there's an aspect in the chart in astrology that shows us what we're feeling that's coming through, whether it's the collective or our own bloodline. And you do have a whole lot of fire in that position. So I can imagine at times, as reasonable as you are, every once in a while your emotional body really gets upset and can rage or get pissy. Is that true?
Yes.
So it could feel to you, if I were you, it could feel at times like, gee, I go from being totally reasonable and having my whole life in order and telling everyone what's right to do, then suddenly I get angry and I'm so upset that I lose control. This is a symptom, yes, of your, what's your lineage? Where are your parents from?
Actually, I was born in the state of Washington, but my parents are from Iowa.
Where were they originally from, your lineage?
Oh, I see. Yeah, the Swedish and the Netherlands area.
Uh-huh. Is that all four of your grandparents are from Sweden?
Well, they're all from that area.
Because that's the linear logical part of you that's so proper and so organized and loves to have everything in order. And then there's this undercurrent inside of your system that you need permission to be able to be very blunt. Every once in a while, you've got to tell the truth without holding back. Does that happen to you?
I'd like it to happen a little more.
Well, that's your stretch this life. Your stretch is, can you give yourself permission to push against the norm and be the truth teller? Because that's the dynamic in your chart. It's a square. You've got a challenging aspect between the logical linear part of you and this very honest part that can really read people. You have a gift of being able to sense when someone's not telling the truth, for example, your body responds. Do you know that part
Yes.
of yourself? You're something of a lie detector test. So it's the challenge, though, you know, when you're Swedish and you're brought up in that culture and that's your lineage, it's hard to have permission to be bold and outspoken as they would, say, in America or in an Italian family or in a hot-blooded family. You're more used to that colder version. So the question is, do you have the courage? And I would really encourage you to start by journaling. You know, in your chart, you have no error. So it's hard for you to communicate at times. You hold it in. You're very proper. And then all of a sudden, you're completely loose and you're spilling the beans. And it goes from extreme.
Yes.
Isn't that true?
That's
so
true.
The in-between land is to start journaling and getting yourself well-versed in being able to speak up and say what you see without criticizing or without being ultra-blunt. So what would be helpful for you is to ask questions, not be giving your blunt truth or be acting totally appropriate, but to say to somebody, so tell me what you meant by that. Or how did you feel about that? As soon as you engage the other into a dialogue, you won't be tempted to be either the goody-goody or the mouth that tells the truth and gets yourself in trouble. And especially that's true when it comes to your critical sense of self. You have a very harsh critic about who you are, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So the trick with that is you came in this life through with this chart to be a healer of telling truth and being able to be of service to people and really being good with numbers and analyzing. What do you do for work, Denise?
I'm in accounting.
How is that? So you're good at numbers and analyzing, but what you're not so good at is with people and talking, and that's where you're going to end up feeling lonely. So I would really encourage you, from your lineage, there is some repressed rage. It's not a surprise you asked the question. But the challenge for you is the courage to push yourself past your comfort and to start by journaling and letting yourself be a little bad. You know, saying things that you probably would think this is inappropriate, but you've got to start practicing. When you drink, do you get kind of funny and loud?
Do I what?
When you drink, does that blunt side of you show up?
Actually, I don't drink.
Well, you know what? It's going to sound funny, but it wouldn't be a bad thing. You need to listen up. You need to loosen up a little bit and let yourself start freeing up that repressed energy, because there's truths to it. You are here to tell truth, and you can really get stuck if you're not careful with being the proper, appropriate, clean freak who's organizing the world and feeling really lonely. Is loneliness a problem for you?
Not anymore.
How did you
I have been stepping out quite a bit more lately, and I just need the skill of actually, like you say, not being too blunt or too critical.
So my suggestion, play with this. You're going to be amazed. If you start asking questions, even though you already have the answer because you've analyzed the poop out of the person, if you start asking questions and engaging them to disclose information to you, that's going to create a much stronger dialogue. Try it. I think you're going to find yourself having way more people around you because you have a gift of helping and healing. It's not just the numbers you clean up. It's people's hearts that you're good at. But you've got to figure out that bridge between the goody-goody and the blunt one. Well, thank you for calling today.
And that will help with the ancestral rage then?
Well, that's where, you know, that's what you're sitting on. You're sitting on that blunt honesty as part of your family dynamics. Isn't that interesting that we're on a call, you know, this is part of what Susan's work is looking at lineage. This is really what you're carrying. Think about that whole culture and how much repression exists in the Swedish culture. And then here you are with this chart that's got this bluntness. So how do you make comfort with it? You start practicing. Did you want to add anything,
okay,
Susan?
I just, you know, she and I kind of share the same sign. And I have a little anger issue sometimes that comes up very infrequently, but I do have it. And my mother was the ancestral rager in my family. And I always just, when I get like that, I just said, oh, mom's come to visit. And I blame it on her, and I move on. So
it's okay. The most important thing is to have permission to use your anger, but to make sure it opens your heart. Anger for its own sake is dangerous. But if anger, underneath all rage is sadness. Nobody screams and yells except they're being hurt, and they don't know how to say it because they're too embarrassed. So, Denise, if you can just start tracking your feelings and writing it down and paying attention, when you're angry, my suggestion is there's some sadness or vulnerability that's right underneath it. And Virgos get a little self-conscious. They get embarrassed when they're messy.
Yes, yes.
So yes. The two suggestions I've given you today, one is asking questions to other people, and the second is to getting underneath the anger. That's really true for you too, Susan. Underneath all anger is somebody that really wants to say, I'm sad, or I wish you would understand me, or boy, I feel alone, or I miss you, and you don't even listen to me. That's usually what's underneath sadness.
I get it. Go ahead and give out the number one more time, and we're going to take Kathy from Detroit next. The number is 888-815-9756. You want to call in and get a reading with Deborah? She's here. She's doing a great job.
Thank you, Denise, for calling. Okay, should we go on to Kathy, Susan?
Let's go to Kathy, yes.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Debbie.
Now, you can't possibly know me, do you?
I do.
Who is that? Kathy who?
Kathy Shefflin.
Oh, my God. How did you find
me? How are you, Deb?
That's so funny.
Facebook.
Well, we've got a similar lineage. Kathy and I are both from Michigan, from Detroit. We grew up, and at one point we were actually related, weren't we?
We sure were.
So let me give you a little insight into your chart. Did you have a question?
Well, no, I would just like your insight.
This is so funny. I love these calls. Okay, so you have, this is interesting that we're on this topic of anger. Because your chart really does have a feisty quality. That's so funny. You have a very natural ability to be direct with people, and I bet you get in trouble. Do you?
Not necessarily in trouble, but I am direct and honest.
It's a real gift. Two things you have in your chart. One is you've got a grand trine in fire, so you will always have an excess amount of energy where you're, where everybody else is getting tired, you're just getting started.
Huh.
Can you relate to that? Do you have a lot? Do you do athletics, Kath? Do you do sports?
No, I work out when I can, but I wouldn't say super energetic. Not really.
That would only be a symptom of you holding back. What this chart is really about is you have a very softness. There's a kindness because you're a water sign and you're Scorpio, so you've got a lot of compassion for people. But there's an incredible fun factor in your chart. That might be another way to say energy, where you want to have fun and you want to know where the juice is. Is this birth time right, 11 a.m.?
I don't know for sure. I really don't know.
Oh, did you make that up?
Kind of, sort of.
That's very funny. So that gives a little bit of a trick. I need to know for sure. But certainly, even without whatever time you were born, you have a gift of being able to be something of an idealist and a dreamer who's very sweet and very kind, but there's an honesty factor. Your gift is being able to be honest and direct and tell people exactly what you're feeling. So you've got this mixture of sweet, kind, harmonious, really making people get, you know, feel comfortable and wanting so much to get along. And then all of a sudden, you get a little feisty and pushy. It must be confusing. Can you feel that split?
Yeah, I can. It's not a problem, though. But I can relate to my feelings well.
Well, you've just gone through, last year should have been a big change for you, 2008, 2009, you should have gone through a big change. Did you?
2008, 2009, yes and no. I think maybe a couple years back.
What was the change?
I don't know. Well, I went through a divorce.
And what year was that?
2007.
Okay. So, and did last year, did you feel like there was some more freedom and that you were able to start again?
Well, yeah, actually, last year, 2008, yeah, I'm in a relationship. So that was, yeah, I guess I was in the middle of a newer relationship. And I moved in with this man at that time, 2008 to 2009.
Yeah, there you go. 2009. So you're in this beginning, what in the beginning of the show, Susan was talking about how she went through a hard 7-year cycle. You're at the very beginning, starting last year, of a brand new era of your life. And it's very important that you are direct. I know it probably seems to you like it's not a problem, but I can imagine in your last relationship, when you hold things in, you're a peacemaker. But underneath your peacemaker, there's a little bit of an edginess that loves when people, like you want a man to stand up and be strong because you've got a very strong male side. But you cloak it because you don't want to push anyone. You don't want to be pushy, but you want to be pushy.
Right.
It's a funny contradiction. And the directness, the ability you have this life to be direct and say what you need and not be inhibited, because your challenge this life is honesty, really telling the truth, even if it's going to hurt someone. Because of that nice guy part, you hold back. And then when you finally say it, it can be a little bit backlogged.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that?
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
So the challenge in this new relationship for you, and this, now let's just talk a little bit about your lineage, which I think I know a little bit about. Where are your grandparents from?
Russia, Poland area.
We have a club here, Susan.
I know.
They came across by the hordes on those boats. So this is part of your challenge. I really want to highlight this, Kathy. You came in this life to have joy. The more honest, the more blunt, the more fun, the more energy, that was your promise. Your tendency is to hold back and be a pleaser and to go for harmony at all cost. And then eventually get really frustrated because the person you're with or the people, they're not fun enough. What happened in your first marriage? What was the single ingredient that really took that marriage and broke it for you?
We just grew apart.
And did the fun factor leave? Did you feel like you weren't connected?
wasn't connected. Yeah, I felt like my heart was opening and I was becoming much more spiritual, and he was shutting down. He was going the other way.
So you, this is really exactly it. Your gift this life is the spiritual optimist who wants to go deep. You've got a great capacity for depth and really being inside someone's head, like wanting to understand them. But there's a quality of sense. It's like a gentleness. Instead of you being direct and really saying what it is that you want, you tend to let people have their way until you get pissed off. So what I would suggest to you is the more direct in this relationship you can be, and to make, get even to get a permission slip and say, is it okay with you if I every once in a while tell you what I want different? Doesn't mean you have to change it, but I've got to speak to it so we don't get pulled apart or feel like we're separating.
Right. And I've done that. I've definitely done that. I have. I've been expressing myself, you know, where it may hurt, but I'm doing it. So.
Good for you. That's really well done. That's the gift. And the joy factor, I want to invite you into the Juice for Joy Club. There's not a lot of members, but I want to invite you in because you really do have, we were born the same year. As soon as I saw your birthday, I was like, wait a minute, we went to high school together. We got lucky. We were born the year of joy. And it really takes courage, is what I was saying earlier, to be a happy, you know, 50-something-year-old. Is not familiar to what our parents showed us. They had such burdens. Mm-hmm. How is your mom?
Oh, my mom passed away years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in like 86. Oh, my gosh, years ago. She was only 55.
And what did she pass away from?
Ovarian cancer.
See, this is the tragedy of what came in our lineage. So much was held in. And so much was on that, like, for us, for you particularly, to be sexually healthy and to let your energy be free and to express yourself directly, that's the definition of health. And our parents didn't get a chance.
Right.
So you're finishing. It's exactly what Susan's, what our work is. How do we break the pattern that our parents handed to us so that our children don't have to? And do you have children, Cass?
Yeah, two boys.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
And how did you know to call today?
Well, I saw you on Facebook. I always am reading about it, and I saw you wrote about the radio station, and I'm home, and so it was 11 o'clock, so I clicked on.
Yippee, so glad. Well, send your family my love.
Yeah, I will, and I'll Facebook you, and thank you so much, Debbie and Susan.
You're welcome, Kathy.
I'm so glad.
One more time, I'm going to give out the number. It's 888-815-9756 if you want to call in. Deborah, we've got Samantha on
line two. That's true. Okay, here we go. Samantha, are you there?
Yeah.
And is this birth time accurate before I start? Are you born at 10:30 a.m.?
Yeah, well... We think 10:30. My mom's like 10:07 to 10:30. So she's pretty sure.
That's good for me to know.
But she is like, she thinks 99.9% sure 10:30, like on the dot.
Okay. And did you have a specific question before I jump in?
Well, first, I'm so excited to talk to you. I've been listening to you on Colette's show, and I'm just really excited. I'm kind of nervous. I don't know enough about astrology to, like, read my chart well, and I spoke with an astrologer and got completely freaked out because I know enough to read about what she said. And so now I've just been terrified, and I'm just wanting to, I don't know, hear your insight and learn to integrate whatever energies are coming my way that I need to be not so scared about, because I'm just really just afraid now.
Okay, well, before I get to the fear part, which I'm curious about, it's interesting that you and Kathy have something similar. You have 1, 2, 3, 4 planets in Libra. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
So that means, like Kathy, what happens with Libras is they're very impressionable. And people can say things. You're the harmonizer of the zodiac, and they really love to get along with everybody, and they're in their heads, and they're a little bit of an airhead. So they can get confused very easily. Whenever I'm teaching and I put all the air people in one circle, they're always the ones raising their hand going, what did you say? So
great.
It's important to take everything lightly. Nothing's that serious. It's the thing that makes us joyful, that Susan was talking about earlier, why are we here to be happy, is when we really realize that all of our life is just a movie. And we come into this body with the opportunity to see if we can be authentically ourselves and not take ourselves too seriously. I have this theory that the reason why angels can fly is because they don't take themselves so seriously. So I want to encourage you, first of all, you've got the sweetest chart with all that Libra, similar to Kathy. That's a harmonizer. It's someone that really wants to get along with other people. And although it can confuse you because it doesn't have a firm ground to stand on, it doesn't mean that you're not capable of being able to, you know, find your way by lightening up. So that's the first thing I want to say. So tell us, what did the astrologer say that scared you?
Well, I mean, the obvious Saturn and Libra. But then she told me, like, Pluto is going to be squaring Venus, and I don't know anything about that, so I Googled it, which was my first mistake. And that was horrifying. Then she told me, it was all this Pluto, you know, Hades.
Let me redo that for you.
Transformation.
I always wish there was astrology police, and the astrology police
exactly.
And they'd find astrologers and give them tickets. There's nothing wrong with the transit you're under. First of all, you are at the first time in your life, in 30 years, it's the first time Saturn entered Libra, where you have a real chance to get clear about what you want. So what Pluto's going to do in your relation? Are you in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been in a relationship?
We just celebrated 15 years.
Wow. Good for you. And how's it going?
Great. It's good, except for since I spoke to the astrologer like 2 weeks ago, literally, and then I heard you on Colette's show talk about something 2 weeks ago and put the four-year-old picture of yourself in your wallet. And I'm like, okay, I need to lighten up. And my husband's been saying, you need to lighten up. So taking it all so seriously, did verbatim what you just said. I've been totally in my head and just like grinding on everything she said and meditating and trying to lighten up, and I'm just...
Okay, so I'm going to give you two instructions. The first one is you need some hot baths or a sauna or a hot tub. You've got to get back in your body. And remember the yum-yum factor. You have no water. It's very little. So you're so full of air. One person gives you one wrong thought and it ruins your whole life. Honestly, you know what? This is really true, Samantha. You can't get it wrong as long as this is your... I'm talking to... Yes. You can't get it wrong... as long as your heart keeps its attention on that which you love. Just what Susan said at the beginning of the show. Our partners, our kids, what we love. And you are a lover.
Yes.
All you want to do is make everybody happy.
But well, I'm pretty wound up right now, though. Like,
okay, so let's just change
really
that right now. I'm going to help you change it right now. So take a deep breath in your own rhythm. Let's all do it together. Take a deep breath. And as you breathe out, let the energy go down your spine, down your tailbone, down into the earth, and a big cord into the center of the earth is a gold brick, and it's rocking. Just close your eyes for a moment. It's rocking back and forth like in a grandfather's clock. All of your energy is allowed to go down and be grounded in the earth. Take one more deep breath in your own rhythm. When you breathe out, let all your energy go down your spine, down your vertebrae, to your tailbone, to that cord, all the way down into the earth with that gold brick, and let it just rock back and forth. And then when you're ready, open your eyes. Your life lesson this lifetime is Taurus. You came in to learn about Earth and how to be practical. And you need mundane practical things like cutting the lettuce, cleaning the house, gardening, putting on your favorite music over and over again. You need some rituals that you love. Having a picture of your husband, having a picture of your little girl. Things that are going to remind you this is a sweet, you came in with the sweetest chart. Your dilemma is that you have, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 planets in air. There's only 10
right.
in the whole chart. So what
I
happens?
I know.
You get stuck in your head. So that meditation I just showed you, how to drop the energy and bring it down into the earth. What's the heritage? Where's your background in your family, your grandparents?
Well, Louisiana and Texas, but
before that, where do they come from?
Before that, France.
So do you like to drink wine?
Mm-hmm. But I get migraines, so I can't.
You know what? It's not a lot. For you, it's the sweetness of life in moderate form. You are very good at moderation. And you're excellent at getting things done. When you put your mind on it, the dilemma you have right now is your body isn't relaxed.
Yes.
And
yes.
All it takes is a thought. So the stupid astrologer, I want their number, I'm going to hit them. The stupid astrologer that said the stupid thing that got you off center, here's another astrologer saying, come on back down to earth. Let me feel your body. Let's put you back into the center of the game. This is just, honestly, this is what I always tell everyone. This planet is, as serious as it is, and I'm in love with this place, it's really a joke. And the joke's on us. To the degree that we can realize the biggest joke is, who can stay in love the longest wins? And you are a hopeless romantic. 15 years in a good relationship and some astrologer said one thought and tipped you over and poured you out. Beep, beep.
I think it was more... and believe me, I feel so lucky to have found this relationship. Like, I just feel like it was...
It's not going away. Honest to God, Samantha, you have a really healthy... What you're going to learn in this next transit as Saturn comes across your Venus and Pluto squares it is how to really value it and to bring your attention back to the...
So it's not everybody around me dying.
Oh, my God. I know
that's crazy, but I've been just... literally in a tailspin where I'm like, Samantha, you're freaking out. This is crazy.
So can you do that meditation I just showed you and bring your energy back into reality? It's all about the earth. It's not about your head.
Okay.
Can you practice that after we hang up? Like, just literally, I always tell people, just so start, and then think about your husband and how lucky you are. What a great problem you have.
You're
in love with your husband and you're scared. But not for any good reason. So I really want to give you some encouragement that you are allowed to feel the blessing and be happy. That is really what your job is. Isn't this funny, Susan? Listen to her problem.
I know. I'm trying to figure out which side of her family brought that fear in her. There's somebody that had a terrible fear problem.
Can you answer that, Samantha?
Gosh. You know, I would say both sides. It's normally the women. The women.
Exactly. So this is the real work. This is what Susan and I are talking about. How do we change the lineage of what your family handed to you and know, and I'm really serious, you have permission to see life in its joy, in the joke, in the love, in the sweetness, and that's your job description. And don't abandon us. When someone comes and drops a negative slick on you, that smells funny, you get to say, no, thank you. I live in joy. It's just, that's what Kathy, that was the last caller too. Who has the courage to be happy? It's so not what the group think and what our families and our mothers and our grandmothers handed us. When I had to do my grandmother's eulogy, I had tears running down my face. She had the most difficult life, and I made a promise to her. I'm going to be happy, and so will my kids. And I did it. But it's a muscle.
Right.
So thank you for reminding everyone in the audience, it's okay to have joy.
And work that muscle,
I believe it,
too.
I do. I believe it. I just need to strengthen my skin, I guess.
Exactly. This is what my grandmother used to say. Oi, this is your worst problem. You're in love with your husband and you're scared because someone told you to be scared. Oi. That's your biggest problem.
Like that.
I hope that's your biggest problem. We fixed it today. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you
You're
so much.
Welcome.
Thank you, Samantha.
Have a great day, guys.
Again, the number is 1-888-815-9756. I put the paper a little bit further than my eyesight would carry. Anyway, it would be nice if we get some callers that are, everybody seems to be really young, but I guess that's okay. We've got Kathy.
Kathy was in her 50s, like me, a grown-up. Now we have another Kathy.
We have another Kathy.
Are you there, Kathy?
Yes, I am.
So here's a grown-up. She's a Capricorn. All Capricorns are grown-ups. Did you have a specific question, Kathy, you want me to focus on, or where would you like to start?
Wherever you want to.
Okay. How did you find out about us today?
Just listening to the online radio stations.
Great. Okay, so when you were born, I don't know if you knew this, have you ever had your chart done before?
No, I haven't.
And this is birth time accurate off a birth certificate?
Yes, it is.
I love when Kathy said she made hers up. This Kathy's Capricorn. She's accurate. So you are what's called a double. Your sun and your moon were standing at the exact same spot when you were born. One was at 0 degrees of Cap, and the moon's at 29 Sag. So this tells me that it's not easy in this life for you to see yourself. For the rest of us, our moon is separate from the sun, and we have the moon as the reflection planet. It affects our emotions, the water. The planet's totally affected by the moon's. That's what people say. How come? I say, I don't really believe in astrology, but the moon, no question, all farmers know the tides are controlled by the up and the out of that movement. So you were born when the sun and moon were together, which means you don't have the objectivity. It's hard for you to see yourself. So the first thing I want you to hear is you have a very hard worker in you. Do you know that about yourself?
Yes.
You've got a bit of a workaholic, don't you?
Unfortunately, yes.
So that's the sign of someone who pours themselves into what they do. You've got a lot of earth. You have five planets in earth. And what's missing in the story that's not as strong is your ability to give yourself water, permission to slow down and to go into quiet without being sad. You tend to use sadness and complaining as a way to take a break. Isn't that funny?
It's true.
So I want to suggest to you, you don't have to complain and be sad to take a break. You are such a hard worker, this life. And what is the lineage you came in with? Where's your great-grandparents from? Or the first time they arrived, where did they come from?
Irish and Germany.
Exactly. Woohoo! Do you know there was more Germans in America that there was only two votes off? We were supposed to, when they chose English or the language for America, they were only two votes off being German because there were so many Germans who came here. Do you know that, Susan?
No, I didn't know that. That's an interesting tidbit of information.
And that's why America is such a workaholic country, because the quality of German sensibility, which I happen to love, I married a German, is they have a high work ethic. So now you've got it. Not only are you a Capricorn, but now you have this work ethic. And the unfortunate part is they're not always the funniest people. That was a joke. And yet you do have this wicked sense of humor, Kathy. When you're in the mood, you can really say things that tickle people. Is that true?
Yeah, we have a lot of sarcasm.
It's a harsh sense of humor. And your life lesson this lifetime is your sensitivity. So it actually, what I want to encourage you to do is you need to be around water more. What's your relationship with water?
My boyfriend's a Pisces.
So you get it indirectly through insertion? That's not good. Tell me about your water. Do you like to be quiet and sensitive? Is that part of your nature?
Yes, it is.
And do you feel at times like you hold in and you don't share enough?
That's been a big problem for me, yes.
See, you are very, very versatile. What do you do for work?
Accounting.
Not another one. That's so funny. What's an accountant doing in the middle of the day on internet radio? I'm not kidding. How did you get out of work? Where are you?
No, I'm at work.
You have an incredible gift of versatility. Your challenge is you should be writing or you should be somehow or other networking with people. Are you involved at all in networks or helping people?
Not at this time, no.
So you're like a workaholic, then you go home and you work?
Yeah.
Do you have children?
I want something to do. No, I don't. No, I don't.
Do you want to?
Not at this point, no.
How old are you?
44.
What happened in 2004? No, what happened in 1994? 94 was an important year. What happened?
94 is when I moved from Iowa to Illinois.
And have you been there ever since?
No, I'm in Florida now.
And when did you move to Florida?
To get away from the cold.
When did you move?
Oh, when did I move? 2004.
Exactly. Okay. So you know what? You have a very natural ability to be versatile and be working and keep your hands in many things. The only thing that worries me about you is when it comes time for you being assertive and really stepping up for what you want, you tend to only do it when you have a crisis. But you are such a giving person and such a hard worker and such a goody-goody in that world that when it comes time for you to say, I want to turn, you have to elbow yourself in a way that's not comfortable. And I have a feeling that's what's going on in your relationship right now. Are you having a challenging time in your relationship?
Yes.
Because you're not standing up at the front. You do it indirect. You're what we call a passive aggressive. You've got to step up. Like, let's tell the truth. If you could tell your partner what you really wanted from him, what would it be?
I just need him to cut the cord from his family.
Exactly. Exactly. And he won't do it because he's so it's so sticky, and it really bugs you, right?
Yes, it is.
So you have a choice. This is a hard thing for you. Your request is very clear, and you did it. In 294, when you left, that was a big symbol of you saying, I am not going to get stuck. And then again in 2003. And I think sometimes you judge yourself like you're not really comfortable with how much you change all the time. Is that true?
Yes.
I'm telling you that you're on schedule. The problem you have is you don't know how to communicate well to your partner and say to him, because you're going to scare him. I know what you're going to do. You're going to reach a certain point, and then like popcorn, you're going to be gone. Is that what you're thinking about?
That now.
I can feel that. I really don't want you to do that. I want you to go do some therapeutic work and ask what it is that prevents you from speaking straight. Now, let's go to your heritage. So tell me again, your parents, you're German and Irish. Who was the person that was, how did your mom deal with communicating?
She did not.
Exactly.
She doesn't.
So here we go. See, I would be miserable if I didn't break the patterns. My family, ask Kathy, was nuts. Where's Kathy when I'm here? I have the craziest family. If I didn't choose to let go of them and change my story, I would have handed that to my children. You're doing a great job. I want you to know, Kathy, you are breaking the pattern in your family, but your husband or your partner right now is stuck. And he doesn't know that he's about to lose it. You've got to tell him. But nicely, not wait till you're pissy and then elbow him. Am I right or am I right?
I know. You're right.
Okay, so you like this game, Susan? I got it right again.
I know. Pretty amazing.
So I really want you, honestly, I really want you, Kathy, to go home tonight and say to him, listen, I'm worried. My style in life, like my mother's, is to not speak until I'm really pissed, and then I'm going to push you around, and I'm going to leave, and you're going to think I'm a bitch. Oops. Is that okay to say on the radio?
You did it. I guess it's okay.
It's a little late now. And you're really not. You are a growth hound. You are someone this life that really wants to keep growing, and that's what happened last year. You were about to leave last year. How long have you been with him?
4.5 years.
The last year and a half has been really difficult.
Yes, it has.
You know what? It's not his fault. He doesn't know what you're asking for. You get mixed messages. You go to work and act like it's there. You're pissed at work. You're not pissed at work. You're pissed at him. And why you're angry with him is because it's not him you're angry at. Here's how you got to start the conversation. I'm really mad at myself. Because I don't know how to tell you honestly that I'm scared I'm going to lose you to your family. And I'm worried that you care more about them than me. Now, have you said that yet?
Not in that direct fashion.
Okay, perfect. That's very kind. Someone's going to cry when they hear you say that. Your challenge, Ms. Capricorn, is you don't know how to speak straight because your mom didn't show you. This is all the heritage, all the lineage. We get stuck with those smelly old socks. That sounds funny, but it's not funny. We got to get those socks off. I don't want to walk in the shoes of my mother. I loved her, and what I learned from her is everything I didn't want to be.
Oh, there you go.
And I love her enough to not make her wrong, because you know what the truth is? We come onto this planet as an exercise to see, can we bring heaven to earth? Who has the courage to be happy? And who can look at their lineage and be the one that stops the old story? It's a big, lofty deal, but you're a workaholic. I could give you this job, and I trust that you would do it. Let me give you my phone number, Kathy. It's 303-665-0320. Or even better yet, go on my website. It's Debra-Silverman.com, Debra-Silverman.com. And you'll see all the different kinds of work that I do, but you could use some counsel. Otherwise, you're going to say, that's when you're really going to get mad at yourself. Like, did I just leave him and I didn't really give it a fair try?
Okay.
If I said to him, you know, Kathy's thinking of leaving, he'll say, oh, yeah, she always feels like she's leaving. If I said to him, no, I'm not kidding. You know why she's leaving? Because she's afraid she's going to lose you. It's not because she's mean. It's because she misses you. He'd say, what? Am I right or am I right?
That's probably true, yeah.
Okay. I think we did it, by George. I hope you see, if it's not me, you can certainly, on my website, I have these funny little videos where I act out all the signs. If you go on the website and you push video, go watch Capricorn. You're going to laugh.
I did. I did watch that earlier this week.
Did you laugh?
And I did. Oh, hysterically. I watched it a couple of times.
It's so true. And your life lesson is Pisces. He is your teacher. Your Saturn's in Pisces, and he came to teach you. And it's really hard for Pisces to be direct and to say, ouch, because they're so embarrassed of crying. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad. We use those absolute painful doorways to take us into an open heart. That's our job. I wish in school they taught a class called emotional wisdom. And we could learn, like, when you love someone, when you get angry, what you really want to say is, I'm so sorry we don't get along because I can't communicate and I want to blame it on you, but really I just don't know how to say this to you. Because I have a feeling you're actually quite compatible. At the beginning it was a really fun relationship, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Oh, now they're calling. All I got to do is say my phone number. Oops, sorry about that. Okay, so any other callers? I'm so happy you called, Kathy. I hope I get to hear from you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Well, mm-hmm. We may have time for one more. If there's anybody out there, 1-888-815-9756. That could be a quick one. You know, Deborah, it's really interesting. I think some of the topics and things that have kind of pervaded the hour for me, is a lot of the emotional baggage that we carry usually from the generation preceding us, and sometimes from two generations that preceded us, because in many cases, as I see it, is that we are who we are because of who our parents were, and our parents because of who their parents were. And sometimes, we skip a generation and we kind of carry some other baggage that we just can't seem to release. And you mentioned something about, the teaching, what is it, emotional wisdom?
Yes.
I think they ought to be teaching genealogy. I think genealogy, as far as I'm concerned, would be a much better topic and subject for children because it incorporates everything. It incorporates emotional wisdom, it incorporates history, it incorporates geography, it incorporates sociology, politics, you name it.
Yep.
Everything's involved in it. And, the more you understand about people and when they were living and how they were living and why they... you really begin to understand why they did the things that they did and why they were who they were. And if you can forgive them and be able to, move forward, then it really makes a significant difference. What were your feelings, Deborah, about some of the calls that we had at that?
I just totally agree with what you said. I it's unfortunate that as Americans we came to this country and we lost our lineage because we became this melting pot, which on one hand is beautiful, but on the other hand, there's a tragedy of not being able to see what am I carrying that I need to free myself up of so that I can stop the pain for the future of the children. So I really appreciate that point of every topic is considered when we start to look at our ancestors. Every old culture, every wisdom from all the ancient cultures began every ceremony by honoring the ancestors first. Because without their lineage, without their wisdom, where would we be? So I love that part in Hawaii. I lived in Hawaii for several years, and I loved how every time the ceremony began, they would send out a chant that had been going across all time saying thank you. And they would honor the ancestors. It was so beautiful to me.
It is beautiful. And some of us, and I guess because of the times that we live, instead of honoring them, we have animosity towards them because of the things that we feel that they left us with. And, you know, if more of us would kind of take the opportunity to learn more about it, I think. And I know, Deborah, I had a terrible, terrible time with my mother growing up. And you know, and really not until I started doing genealogy was I able to understand her, forgive her. And when she died at the age of 62, which is now more years than I can remember, we were best friends.
Oh, that's so good work.
You know, and I believe truly that the research and the genealogy that I did really helped me get through a lot of the issues and problems that I had for, gosh, 40 years of my life with one individual. So, you know, breaking the cycle is very important. And, you know, I think this joy muscle is something we need to be working out more than some of the other muscles that we work on.
Thank you so much. Let's just send a prayer out to everyone to forgive their parents and to know that all of our behavior comes from a deep reason and nothing's meant to hurt. It's just a symptom of not having wisdom.
I think that would be wonderful. Deborah, thank you so much for spending the hour with us. I know everybody had to enjoy it. I know the readings were outstanding. And, you know, the hour readings, folks, are pretty incredible. So you do walk out feeling very happy. In any event, we'll see you next week. And this is Susan King with Deborah Silverman for Genealogy and Spirit Connect.
You have been listening to Where Genealogy and Spirit Connect with Susan E. King. Each week we will focus on the spiritual journey of connecting ourselves with our ancestors. Join us every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on BBS Radio. For upcoming show information, you can visit Susan's website at www.susaneking.com.